Good afternoon. I'm going to open the Senate Committee on General Government and Accountability for Monday, April 10th, 2017. And we've got a fairly short agenda today. And we're going to start with a work session on Senate Bill 106.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 106 is the governor's measure on public records. Establishes the public records advocate and the public records advisory council. It has a fiscal impact and a light revenue with a subsequent referral to joint ways and means. There's a dash 16 amendment, I'm sorry, which we discussed last time as well. And everybody wanted to sit on it a little longer before we move the bill.
Mr. Chair, if you're ready for a motion, I'll move the adoption of the dash 16 amendment into Senate Bill 106, dated 4/5/2017.
Senator Pruszynski moves to adopt the dash 16 amendments dated 4/5/17. Is there any discussion? Senator DeVore.
Chair Riley, I'm going to be voting no, and the fiscal impact of the measure for a full biennium is likely to cost at least $700,000. My experience with government that then, and just reading the bill and the workload it may create, I think it'll far exceed the $700,000. So everything we take away as we get to the end of our budget is it's $700,000 that will not go to education or senior service and other things. So I think we're going to be short of money at the end, so I will vote against it. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's why it goes to Ways and Means next. We're not going to pass it to the floor. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Senator
Haas? Aye.
Senator
Pruszynski?
Aye.
Senator Thatcher?
Excused.
Vice Chair DeVore?
No.
Chair Riley?
Aye. So the dash 16s are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 106 as amended by the dash 16s to the floor with the due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Senator Boer moves Senate Bill 106.
Actually,
I'm sorry, Senator Pruszynski.
Well, he looks so much ashamed.
Yeah. It's, well, you
have the hair.
Yeah.
And the beard.
Yeah. That's it. Senator Pruszynski moves Senate Bill 106 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Call the roll, please.
Aye.
Senator Pruszynski?
Aye.
Senator Thatcher?
Aye.
Senator DeVore?
No.
Senator Riley?
Aye. The bill is sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation, but with a reference to Ways and Means. Okay, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 106. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 231A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 231A establishes a task force on student mental health support staffed by the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. There's a report due to the legislature by July 1st, 2018, and then it sunsets December 31st of 2018. There is an indeterminate fiscal and no revenue impact. There's no amendment and a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means.
Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 231A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Senator DeVore moves Senate Bill 231A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Motion passes. That goes to Ways and Means. So I'm going to close. It goes to Ways and Means. So I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 231A. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 384.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 384 makes explicit that the State Fair Council owns fairground properties and facilities that are not real property, while the Department of Administrative Services owns the real property, unless they agree otherwise in writing. It also authorizes the council to capitalize expenditures that provide long-term benefit to real property to determine their net operating profit or loss. It has a dash 3 amendment that makes it explicit that there's no effect on Oregon Military Department's control over the Armory Building. There's a minimal fiscal and no revenue impact.
Chair Riley, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 3/29/17.
Senator Boer moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 3/29/17. Is there discussion? Objection? It's adopted.
Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 384 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Boer moves Senate Bill 384 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? It is moved. And this is Senator Roblin's bill, so I'll let Senator Roblin carry that. I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 384 and open a work session on Senate Bill 1022.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1022 is the measure that in its as introduced form sunsetted 19 inactive government boards and commissions through various amendments and pushback. That number has been reduced to 12. That's the Dash 2 amendment. So from the original measure, the Administrative Hearings and Advisory Group was restored, the Office of Administrative Hearings Oversight Committee was restored, Stationary Source Compliance Advisory Panel, the Family Services Review Commission, the Oregon Charitable Checkoff Commission, the Willamette River Cleanup Authority, and Sensitive Review Committee all were restored in the Dash 2 amendment.
So if you remember, committee, this is one where we wanted to clean up the committees and boards, the commissions and boards that were not being used. We sent out a notice to all the boards and that had not met in the last 2 years and waited for them to respond. We got no response from a number. We got a few more responses after we put the bill out, but the ones that are left, we still have not had any response, and we assume that they no longer exist. So that's that bill. Senator Boer?
Chair Riley, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 3/30/17.
Senator Boer moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 3/30/17. Is there discussion? Objection? The bill is amended.
Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 1022 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Boer moves Senate Bill 1022 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Objection. The bill goes to the floor with due pass recommendation, and I will carry it. So that's everything we have today. As usual, we're a very efficient committee, and thanks to everybody here for helping me keep it efficient. So I'm going to close the this session, and we're adjourned.